Welcome. This is Judith Conrad, and this is the Judith Conrad Radio Program. Oh, it's so exciting to be doing radio Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5. Yes. And you know, one of the reasons I do this is because I have all this information coming in. I sit usually every morning, and I either work with a divination tool many times without any, and insights will come flooding in, and I write it down, put it in the computer, and put it on my blog on judithconradradio.com. And without the radio, I wouldn't have a place to impart this information. So that's one of the reasons I like to do the radio program. And what I have begun to do with guests is to explore a topic. Like one time we explored gratitude. It was right around the time of Thanksgiving. Another time we explored happiness. You know, these are concepts that are pretty much difficult. You can't really put your finger on it. There's no definite left brain analytical thing that you can look at a definition, but you can't touch. You can't taste. You can't get into that. In other words, there's an etheric feeling about these different topics. And so whatever is spoken about these, I think, is good. And it's all perfect. This week, we've been working with inspiration. Who inspires you? How do they inspire you? What inspires you? Sometimes a book will inspire you. Sometimes an experience will inspire you. Many times people will get into a project and that will just totally envelop them. And that inspiration takes them far beyond and deeper than they could ever have dreamed. And when I'm doing the radio, there's a part of me that gets engaged in this. I call it going into the zone. And when I enter into the zone, it's just like, where did the other Judith Conrad go? She's in there someplace, but she's not really. She's there as a vehicle to bring forth the information. So whatever I've received that morning or during the week is fine. I put it in paper. And then when I start talking about it, it seems to expand. And that inspiration just really goes places I had not ever intended. That is something I would like to encourage you to do. When you get up in the morning, if you have the time to sit for maybe 10 minutes with paper in hand, especially as soon as you go to the bathroom, or because your dreams have information there. The first thing to do is to write down names and dates, because those will go the first. And then just dump everything that you can think of onto that piece of paper. And that's what I do with the cards. And I wouldn't really need the cards, but that just kind of helps to guide me. We have some great astrology. I love astrology, of course. I'm not an astrologer, but I sure do have fun. I always go to Mountain Astrologer and go to the part with Stephanie Austin, who is from the Bay Area, by the way. She is a teacher of this material. And so we have a lunar eclipse coming in, which means that is a full moon, and it's in Gemini, and that will be December the 10th. Now, one of the things that is happening, and I talked about it last night for those people who are listening to all three programs every week, I talked about that just a little bit. And we've got the sun in Sagittarius, because this is the time of Sagittarius. Until when that finishes, we'll come into Capricorn with the sign of Sagittarius. And then the moon is in Gemini. That will be on the 10th. The moon is in a sign for about 3 days. And sometimes it is void of course, which means it's in no sign. And during that time, people feel a little spacey. Well, besides that, we are now in Mercury retrograde. I remember when I was doing the program in San Francisco. Well, here comes Mercury retrograde, and people would just shudder. Oh, no, which means details could and communication could get messed up. Well, it certainly did for me the other day. Communication about what time my party was that I was putting on for someone, and people who were arriving arrived at 3 o'clock, which, you know, guess what? You know, bringing the guest of honor. So there was a mix-up in communication there. And when after the party, I thought, you know what? Why get upset? Because if details can go wrong, they will. So triple check all of your details. Sit down with the one who knows. This is a fabulous time. Excuse me. A fabulous time to have a reading. And that's one of the things I do. I do intuitive readings. And when I sit with someone, I kind of like I do here on the radio, I look at their numerology, look at a little bit of their astrology, and then I find out what kind of questions they have. Because there's usually information that will indicate a path for the future, most of all a path for right now. All right. So this is exciting. It's about taking quantum leaps right now, and we've got the five senses that are with us. We can smell. Like I said, you can't really smell inspiration, can you? Can you taste it? Can you touch it? Can you feel it? Oh, I can feel when I'm inspired. But it's one of those senses you really have to you kind of make it up. And I'm going to give the same quote I was giving before, I gave yesterday. I will believe it when I see it. That's pretty much a left brain thought, analytical. I will believe it when I see it. In other words, scientifically, you better prove it to me. Otherwise, get out of here. It isn't. There's no validity to it. Ha ha. Guess what? I like the other expression. I will see it when I believe it. And so that's one of the things I've been doing since I started, since returning to do my coaching and my intuitive readings, is I believe that I will have five new coaching clients on an ongoing basis. Every week there will be five different people coming in. And the other thing is I will have a circle. And this is an intuitive development circle in which people will do meditation. And that's one of the things. And I can see it. I don't have to do anything. I believe it's going to happen. And then I do the same thing with money. I believe that my bank account is overflowing, and does that feel good? And I just kind of look at it like a savings account. Okay, thank you, God, for depositing that money in there. And I, sure enough, all of a sudden there'll be someone who wants a reading, and so I get to go and put the money in the bank, and there it is, because I believed that the money was going to be there. I could feel it, taste it, touch it. Now here come those five senses. Can you taste the money that is all around you? What does it taste like? What color is it? Of course, you're going to say green, but could it be a color of lavender or a color of purple because the energy around it is that? Could be. I don't know. Well, anyway, Mercury is going to go direct on the 13th of December. So my throat is doing things here today. So on the 13th, well, you know, the details will kind of be taken care of. If you're going to sign a contract, I would wait until the 13th. If you're going to sign a contract anyway, I would double check it, triple check it. So that's what I'm saying. So on Saturday, when we have our full moon, our lunar eclipse, there's a stone that Stephanie talks about, and that is called celestite. Now, celestite, when I read this, I had to go and get my celestite because it's so wonderful. And I'm going to give my guests who are sitting here just a chance to hold on. It's a Gemini stone. Well, guess what? It is the full moon in Gemini. So it's a beautiful sky blue crystal. It's associated with facilitating higher consciousness. Whoa, is that what we're here about? Yes. And it's co-creating with celestial realms. I can connect with the celestial realm. I don't need that stone, but I am going to do it anyway. Pretty cool, huh? If you can get a hold of celestite between now and Saturday, and if you live in Eugene, Springfield, definitely there are crystal stores are in this town, and one over on Willamette, I know, has some. Another one on Oak Street has some. And I just happened to notice that there is a crystal fair going on in San Francisco or Walnut Creek down there in the Bay Area. I know I've got some listeners from there, so thank you very much. Go get some celestite. And what I would recommend you do, just put it under your pillow or just hold on to it while you're doing your morning meditation. Nice, huh? So what inspires you? That's what I want to know. I want to know what inspires you, who inspires you, and how does that show up in your life? If you'd like to call in very quickly, I'd really appreciate that. So I'd love to see what, you know, before I bring my guests in, I want to know what makes you tick. And I want to know, you know, you're listening to a program like this. And you may be listening on the archives because I have many people who do that. So when you're listening to the radio, what I just did, I just cleared, see, I gave this celestite to my guests. I just cleared their energy out of the stone. They got the essence of it. And so, you know, sometimes people say, well, how do I clean my crystals? One of the things that I have experienced is when, and the same with my tarot cards, is you hold it with against your heart or and you blow on it in the four directions. And I don't have to turn in all the directions. It's just that with your intention, it clears it. Some people put it out on the full moon, and some people put it in sea salt because that will also clear it. All kinds of ways of doing this, of getting to what is the clarity and getting to what is the way that you can live your life in at a higher vibration. And this is all about living life at a higher vibration. So when you're focusing on inspiration, that's what brings the vibration up. It definitely does. Well, I now am going to do a reading, and I haven't pulled the cards before yet. I thought, let me wait and do it right on air. So I've blown on four sides, and now I'm going to shuffle them. Can you hear that? You can hear me shuffling. I'm using the Crowley deck, and it's pretty, you know, it's a pretty big deck. I have the extra large. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull three cards. So what I do is I hold them. Sometimes I'll fan them out, but I'm going to drop them. One, two, three. The other one I don't take. All right, so I'll take the first card. So it's just the cards cut themselves when you do that. I held them and just let it kind of drop. What proportion wanted to drop? So the first card for all of you out there is the Prince of Wands. Wands are spiritual, and that's where we're at right now with this lunar eclipse coming in. And this is a card of Leo. Leo the lion is pulling a chariot. Can you get that visual? A lion pulling a chariot. And of course, spirit is the flames. There are fire. There's fire in the chariot. Ooh, can you get that? That is the focus of your passion, of your inspiration. So see, we've added another word, passion and inspiration. All of that is focused in your chariot, in your business, in your life. You could choose many things. This card has to do with selecting what and only what inspires you and hanging around with only the people that are positive, that are part of your tribe. Now, someone said, well, what do you mean by tribe? If I resonate with someone, that person could be part of my tribe. There are people who irritate me no end. Are they part of my tribe? No. However, they are there for another reason, maybe. Maybe they're there to show me something. And so I treat that as, well, they are part of my tribe because they came on a special mission just to be of service to me. Like it. And there you go. So tribes come and go. People come and go out of the tribe. That's number one. So it's focus, the passion, and focus, the inspiration. Number two, you're going to love this out there. It's the Ace of Discs. The ace has to do with new beginnings. And the discs have to do with on the physical plane. If you will focus your passion and your inspiration, what follows is new beginnings on the physical plane of money coming in. Yeah, pretty cool, huh? More clients, whatever on the physical plane you are here to create. The third card, oh wow, these are powerhouse cards, is the Ace of Wands. So that's the second spiritual card. The Ace of Wands has to do with new beginnings in the spiritual realm. And I'm thinking that many of you out there are really going to start meditating. Love to have you in one of my circles, and I will be doing one on the teleconference, and I will be doing one with people here in front of me in my home office. Oh, this is so powerful. And the Ace of Wands, I want you to get this, has a torch. And there's the passion, there's the inspiration, there is and all of the fire coming out of that torch and the lightning bolts. Hoo-hoo. Those lightning bolts are green, and green represents creativity. So in the focus of your inspiration and your passion will come the Ace of Discs, which is on the physical plane. Money will be coming to you. And the Ace of Wands says yes, and you'll be so inspired and so creative, and it's like fire, lightning bolts going out. Zap, zap. I like that a lot. Oh, I get excited when cards are good like that. But you know what? All the tarot cards are good, and sometimes I use the angel card. Sometimes I will use another divination tool. You know, I can open a book. Okay, first page that I open to will be the first card. You know, that's the, and I'll just put my, I will close my eyes and put my finger on something, and there's a sentence there, and I'll read it, and I just run with it. I can sit and look at clouds, or I can sit and look at people. And you know, I love to go to the malls and just watch people, because they'll be walking along, and you can see their energy. Some will have their heads down, and somebody will walk along, and they're just the light. I mean, they're not running. They're just calmly walking. And you can see that the light all around them, they are just so self-contained. They're very much evolved. And you can see that. And it's kind of a nice practice. And then you can see someone bopping down the corridor or whatever, the mall. And you know that you know, they're not fully connected. And so you can just kind of make it up when you look at people. Because you're not going to tell the person, but this is kind of practice in the intuitive realm of what do you think that person is about. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. And after we take the break, then I'm going to bring in one of my guests. We have Heather Gabuya. We have Lori Goodman here in the studio. And we will be bringing one or the other. And we'll see which one Spirit wants to come in first. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Get a coach. Here we are at the beginning of 2011, and it's time to jumpstart your life. Let's see where you are with the following questions.
Are your New Year's resolutions still valid? Are you procrastinating on your current goals? Are your goals meaningful? Are you ready to really commit to a quantum leap in your business and personal life? Want to know your life's purpose? Do you have a creative idea that needs developing?
If so, call Judith Conrad, a personal, business, and intuitive coach with 25 years of entrepreneurial coaching experience. She is a cut-to-the-chase coach who knows what's ahead. Call 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610.
What is an intuitive reading? Why do people come to an intuitive such as Judith Conrad for a reading? They are in crisis or chaos. They just know that there is more information that they can't put their finger on. They want to know how to fully utilize their potentials and resources. They want to slow down to receive answers. They want more tools to deal with life changes. They know that their ways of resolving their problems aren't working. They've lost control. They want to find relevance and meaning to their life. They are experiencing loss of homes, jobs, careers, relationship, love, loved ones, death, major changes. They want to know how to break out of the status quo. Judith Conrad can assist in this transformation. Call Judith at 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610. And check out the website at eugeneintuitive.com. timely tips on the Judith Conrad radio program. Judith is offering an opportunity to share your minute of how-to information every week on her radio program. The same information will be featured on her website. What a unique way to spread the word about your business, service, and about you. Call Judith Conrad for an interview about this marketing idea. 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610.
BBS Radio.
Well, welcome back. This is Judith Conrad again, and so we're going to bring in Lori Goodman. Welcome, Lori.
Welcome to you too. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, very
it's
good.
Good to be here.
So, as Lori, as you were listening to me, I noticed you were writing a few notes. What did you get out of the first part of the program?
Well, the reading just kind of blew my mind, and I was thinking about my meditation practice when you said meditation, because I have just started doing a very serious or relatively serious meditation Tibetan Buddhist practice. I've been going twice a week, and it's been extraordinary. And the readings just brought me right to it. In fact, I had written the Ace of Wands. Actually, two of these cards totally remind me of something that I wrote down, which is, and I'm going to read this little quote, something that I've really meditated on: the throne and lotus on which I sit dissolve into light and are absorbed upward into myself. And I'm getting the whole Buddha mind comprehension, which I'm just loving having that exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right here in the cards, because the Ace of Wands is very fiery. And then the Prince of Wands has a lion. I mean, they always have in Tibetan Buddhist, it's very, very flowery and very colorful. They always have lions and
uh-huh.
lotuses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting tremendous inspiration from following this practice.
Very good. So you've pretty much identified then what your passion is, what your inspiration, and where it's coming from inside of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think that's the key right there.
Well, I would say that, yes, everything really does come from within us, from inside of us. And first we have to clear away all the cobwebs and the garbage.
Yeah.
And then the world looks very inspiring.
Doesn't it, though?
Yes. And so one of the ways that I am finding to do that is through meditation, and I'm very excited to have found it.
Great. I am happy. So who inspires you?
Who inspires me? Oh, so many. People who are kind really inspire me. I recently had I was doing my gallery shift at the New Zone Gallery, and I was working with a woman who was turning any negative thing that would come through that door into just positive light and kindness. And she was such a teacher. And people cannot do that. And they can also do it anywhere, anytime. And that is such a wonderful thing when you're open to that energy, and people can make lemons into lemonade,
right?
You know,
or there's a pony in that pile right there.
Right.
<know?
laughs> Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
So that's a wonderful thing, that people who are kind inspire you. That can people who can transmute any negativity into the positive. I call that alchemy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a theme for another radio program, alchemy.
That's a really good one. You know, getting into really deep conversations with people
mm-hmm.
that really connect you, that is tremendously inspirational to me.
And how do these people inspire you? How do events inspire you?
How do events?
Or books or anything.
Oh.
How? I'm looking for the how.
How? They bring out the higher level of me, the higher being in me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm very into personal growth and personal development, and I read Eckhart Tolle.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Oh, Eckhart Tolle is life changing, and Abraham.
Yes.
The teachings of Abraham, and they give you little gems. Mm-hmm. They teach you how to look at things, and that's very inspiring. Recently, I've been reading Tara Brach, Radical Acceptance.
Radical Acceptance.
This is an amazing book.
Okay.
Because it's really about completely accepting who we are and how we are.
Mm-hmm.
She's absolutely brilliant. I highly recommend it.
And sometimes the simplest, which sounds like, just be, it sounds very simple and it's not too complicated. I think that's the key right here for where we are. When people try to razzle-dazzle us with their intellect, guess what? It doesn't work for me. But when someone comes in with that kindness, can transmute whatever, that's what really resonates.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So these are perfect examples. Anything else? Because you've done your homework there, looks like.
Well... In the book category, what Tara Brach and Radical Acceptance, she tells a story about the Dalai Lama meeting some Westerners and talking about self-hatred or, not accepting yourself, self-hatred. And he was completely confused. He did not understand that concept. But we're all Buddha nature. Mm-hmm. We're all, and that is so different than the concept that we have in Western culture. People have so much shame and guilt and mm-hmm. self-loathing. I mean, in a way, that's one of the first things we have to really overcome.
Yes.
And that's really a good guide for that. As far as just in general what inspires me, seeing beauty with my eyes. I'm a photographer.
Right. I was just going to ask you about that. How that your photography gets impacted by this?
And just when I taking a walk and seeing the beauty of the leaves and the I realize I'm, according to Joan Borashenko,
mm-hmm.
Talks about the seven different spiritual paths. And, some people can contemplate for years and some people it's all about service. And for me, it's tremendously about nature and being in rhythm, really being in rhythm with nature. And that really inspires me. And takes me, it just really connects me.
So when you take photos for your clients and you take them out in nature, is that one of the ways that you go into what I call the zone, this inspirational zone? Is that true or not?
I'd say with my clients, I like to be in nature. With my clients, I'm really looking more for their essence.
Yes. Okay.
I'm looking more to really relax them. Because for some people, it's very scary to have your pictures taken and to bring out their best nature so that they're really comfortable. And that's how you get a good picture.
Very good. You're looking for the essence then.
Yes.
The inspiration for your work then is to find that essence.
Absolutely.
Wow. That's very deep. How many photographers can really find that essence? And some people never get it. They'll take, because people won't reveal themselves. They want to stay hidden behind a facade. And it's difficult to be with someone like that.
Oh, you're so right.
Now, are there any clients that you've had where they absolutely, you could not get to that inner part, that essence?
Usually, if with some people, it really takes a long time. Sometimes I'll take people out, like Skinner Butte Park, and walking around, and, you know, they're giving me their smile of, you know, you're getting your picture taken, here's a smile or something. And that's totally not what I want.
Yeah.
I want them to relax and be present. And,
yeah.
And then by the end, or I'll set it up so that if they're with somebody else, they're interacting and they can relax, that then they can really get there. But sometimes it takes really a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good insight that we have about Lori. We're going to hold that thought right there, and we're going to switch over to Heather Gabuya. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you very much, Judith. I'm excited to be here.
I know. I am, too. Is this the first time you've been on the radio?
It is. I have never been on the radio before.
Wow. Well, just pretend you and I are just sitting here across the table.
I can do that.
Yeah. Just pretend. Imagine and pretend. I like to go into the realm of imagine and pretend.
That's actually one of the places where I find inspiration, actually.
Really?
Oh, yes. Pretending. When you take your brain out of the seriousness of life and you free yourself to play, all kinds of things open up and you can find joy in the wildest of experiences with the most bizarre people that you never thought you could connect with if you're willing to take a chance and imagine and pretend with them. You can't do that. You can't find that moment, that place, that uniqueness of someone's soul if you're not willing to play and take a chance.
And I've heard more people say that when they can, because they the people who said this are introverts, and they said that as soon as I realized that I could play and be myself, that's when I started being able to stand up in front of people, go on the radio. And it was so exciting because, you know, when we're who we really are, in other words, the essence, like Lori was talking about, you nailed it. Both of you did. It's just really exciting. All right. The three cards. How did you resonate with them or anything else that I was talking about?
Well, I was frantically scribbling notes as you were talking and then as Lori was talking. And I had, of course, you know, my own ideas of what I was supposed to say today. and then being here and listening gave me the chance to ground a little bit. And a lot of what I wanted to talk about is not what I'm supposed to be talking about. So
very good.
Letting that go. The cards that you pulled are very interesting to me. I find that the parallels there of two aces and two wands, there's something there that we're supposed to be seeing.
Very good.
And for me, when you were talking about how inspiration is communicated through these cards, you were using an example of work with the Prince of Wands and the Chariot. You mentioned business and how we're supposed to be attached to our passions and our inspirations in business. And what I'm seeing there is the lion's labor. The Chariot is the business. And he is pulling a very amazing vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
This is not drudgery. This card is not about agonizing struggle and labor. This is an incredibly vibrant and lively card. It's powerful. The colors here are bold. It's a lion, for crying out loud. I don't know anybody who's not inspired by the imagery of a lion. And one thing that is just incredibly strong here is the figure. There is a symbol over the heart of the figure riding in the chariot. And it's not a very clear symbol. It's not iconic and immediately saying I am a something. It's right. not it's not clear that way. And I think that is part of what we're supposed to be seeing here, that your passion, your inspiration coming from inside of you is not always clear, and it's not easily seen. You have to figure it out for yourself. What is on my chest? What is in my heart? Mm-hmm. What is the symbol that means everything to me? And when looking at this particular artist's work for this deck, there are lots of symbols on these cards that are not immediately clear. I'm looking at them and I'm feeling a little confused by some of the other symbols.
Right. And guess
some
what?
Some of it is awesome, but some of it's scary.
Whatever jumps out at you is all you're supposed to see. And sometimes I look at the card and I will, it's like the flames always seem to jump out at me as the focus, because they're all in the chariot and that's what's driving the business, driving the relationship, driving whatever, the passion or inspiration. And in another card, I will not see that. And I will look at this. Maybe I'll look at you and I'll look at the card and I'll look at you and I'll look at the card. And maybe I'll look at the headdress and maybe that means something. As we're exploring and going into that inspirational place within.
Right.
And it does come from within, and whatever's in your heart, that's the passion. And do you think, Heather, that that inspiration changes as you mature or as you, like say, travel to a foreign country or you're in different situations? Do you think your inspiration changes?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that your inspiration is the carrot in front of you your entire life. It's what you're always going for. And just because it started out as a carrot as a child, it's a different fruit, a different thing as you get older.
Right.
We were talking before we got on the air about my daughter and about motivating her and encouraging her. And what encourages her now is not what would encourage her when she's the age of your son, Lori, grown up and off in medical school. He's not going to care about a sticker on his shirt. That's not going to motivate him. but the love and the kindness behind the gesture will still matter. But he's going to derive. He's going to arrive, I would say, at a different place with a different goal, because he has different things that are important to him. That's part of becoming a bigger person as we grow.
Perfect. Love it. Love it. Love it. Thank you, Heather. Anything else that you? Who inspires you? What? Who? Where? What? Why?
There are a number of women in particular that have truly impacted my life in where I am today, how I think, how I relate to other people. The first one was a theater instructor back in college. It was my first year right out of high school. And this woman was a very vibrant living person. She sought the specialness of each person. She put together several community performances, and I watched her choose her cast and talk to her about it in the course of the theater class. And she was seeking out the people who had a special spark. Not that they were the best actors, because she turned some of them down. She passed them up and said, this is not right for this performance. She paired people together that had something to teach each other, that had something to really share. And she was doing Shakespeare and Lysistrata, it's an old Greek play. Mm-hmm. She's using some very classic pieces of theatrical work. It's nothing that, earth-shakingly new. But the way that she paired people together, the connections that she made, the search for who they were inside and how she brought that to the surface was an inspiration to me even now.
And I'm hearing, what I'm hearing about is the way that she taught and how she, had that inner sense of what each person needed.
Yes, that is part of it. And it was more than the classroom, though.
Yes.
It was so much more than the classroom. You got out of that, and you I spent some time with her and some people just in their homes and sitting around a coffee table just having a conversation. She has a way of sparking imagination in people.
Right.
And I remember an interview question that she asked. If you were going to be a weapon, what would it be? And the people who answered very straightforward, I would be a sword, I would be a gun, she would ask them again.
Yes.
And when you finally got to the point where you were a Q-tip with pink feathers, then you were getting somewhere.
right.
And she would get people to play like that, and freeing people up to do that was what was inspiring. Putting people at ease, like you were talking about, Lori, letting them relax and be okay with who they are, and feeling safe in their own skin.
Wonderful. I love that. So, Lori, would you like to respond to what she's been saying?
Yes, absolutely. It really reminded me of course, all the close friends. Close friends are, everything, really. Close friends love you unconditionally, and you really know that. And so you can really be yourself, and that means everything. And I would say the same for children, because my two sons, who are now grown men, they're both grown men, they're 8 years apart, they are incredibly inspiring, and they've always been inspiring to me, because you learn so much from your children. But they're especially inspiring to me now because we're so close, and it's just a whole nother level of sharing. And we have that 32 years and 24 years behind us that now we're just taking things from a whole new angle and a whole new perspective. But I love your stories. Those are, teachers who really push the envelope and make you think and make you feel, that is the best.
There's kind of a weaving together of what we're talking about here. And I just want to invite, if there's anyone out there who would like to join in the conversation, if you're listening either on bbsradio.com or you're listening on judithconradradio.com, the numbers are all there. Skype, there are about 19 more lines that you can call in on. So feel free to join in the conversation. We'd love to have some of you out there just jump on the phone and just say, yeah, I've got something to say. I just, this was what inspires me. And then someone just shot me this. And what doesn't inspire you? Yeah, I just got that. Well, I'm going to throw that one out because I sometimes pick up what the audience thinks. I don't know. So what doesn't inspire you? Who doesn't? And just very briefly, I don't want to go into that. But, sometimes there are people, you just want to fall asleep with what they're about. There's nothing to grab onto. That's what I would see. Any comments on that one?
Well, we're looking for a paradigm shift so we can help each other and support each other. And we all know what that feels like when the energy is really loving and mm-hmm. and good. And then when you have all those old things that we have learned and keep learning to rid ourselves of, the negativity and when you see that coming from another person, you just want to shoot bullets of love.
Yeah.
You just want to change.
Yeah. Heather.
I recently met a man who was so bound up and unmoving and unconnected.
Mm-hmm.
He was a perfect example of what would be uninspiring. I was definitely motivated by my time with him to find a way to be kind but enforce my own personal boundaries.
Right.
And it was still a learning experience for me to be able to say no and put that person out of my life and move forward.
Right.
And that's very... it's a very important lesson to be able to learn, and I hope I got that one. I don't want to learn that one again.
Right. Well, sometimes these folks that are uninspiring are part of our family, you know, our biological family, not our tribe, but our biological family. What does one do when we are dealing with someone that you just can't put them out of your life? They're there, and you're going to see them every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, every birthday. What do you have to say to that?
That is where you have to really dig deep and find something in them that you can love and focus on that.
Very good.
There was a man in my life who had some very, very serious problems of his own, and he was somebody that I could not get out of my life. I tried to set up some boundaries that protected myself and my family, my immediate family, from this relative. But it was one of those times where you really do have to find something to love and focus on that. And when you get together, you are strong in your boundaries. Mm-hmm. You don't let them steal your energy or hurt the people that are important to you. And you still love them in the best way you can.
Great answer. Great answer. Yeah, sometimes you can't get rid of them. You have to be with them. You can choose not to be with them so often. Yeah, that's one thing. Yes,
indeed.
Okay, and Laurie Goodman.
Well, a great teacher and coach of mine, Robin Mascari, she always says that person is your greatest gift.
Right.
And I always go,
can we reevaluate that?
And it's, you know, it just brings you to your knees in the sense of seeing, okay, I'm feeling resentful and angry, and I wanna clobber, and I wanna get back at, and all those old things that I know don't go anywhere. But you know, it brings it up for you.
Yeah,
so
it does.
So you know, you know that being resentful and vengeful isn't going to work. So you have to find another way, and that's very can be very hard. But it makes you really look at yourself.
It does. So we have some time left in the program, and so do either one of you have a question about anything, and then I'll do a little mini read for you.
I didn't prepare
a microphone.
Sorry, I didn't prepare a question.
That's okay. I just sprung this on you.
I was thinking that I wanted to hear what inspires you, Judith. You know, we've talked a little bit, Laurie and I, about who and what inspires us. And it seems as though someone who lives their life based on intuition would have something that moves them. What is that for you?
Well, when you were talking, I was thinking, you know, with people that are disagreeable, etc., I go to that place inside where the inspiration lives. It's like I'm connected to Source, to Spirit, to God, and it's like there's such ebullience there. There's a peace, I love this expression, a peace that passeth all understanding. And when I'm in that space, when I go there, as quick as I get up in the morning and I go to that place, and that's in meditation, I want, you know, and I'm really excited about teaching this whole concept to folks. And I call it intuitive development, but it's more than that. It's more about how do you connect to that part of yourself. And I think, Laura, you touched on it just a little bit with the Buddhism. And that's what inspires me. And everything else, I don't care who they are and how angry I might get, it's only temporary because they're not stealing that from me. They can't steal what's in the mind there. So thank you. That was a good question. Well, just go ahead and pull a card then, and each one of you pull a card, and I'll just do a quick read on you. And we are about five minutes, so grab a card. I love doing these readings. There's another thing that inspires me. Okay, so you go ahead and take one. And Heather, which one did you get? Oh, good, very good. What do you see in the card? She pulled the Chariot, which is a major arcana. What do you see in that?
The first thing that struck me about the Chariot was that we are having another parallel, another Chariot from another card.
Ah, yes.
That there are things that are happening in twos. The imagery on the card, it is also in parallels. There's four statues across the bottom of the card, and at first glance, they appear to be mirror images, but each statue is a little bit different. They are unique. There are similarities, but they are unique. And what I find particularly interesting is that I am a Cancer, and sitting on top of this warrior's head is a crab.
So bottom line, if you had to say, what does that mean in your life? I mean, you pulled that card. What does the essence of that, what does that mean to you right here, right now?
Strength, movement.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I need to be finding the second thing. I feel like I have a path that I'm traveling right now, and I need to find what the parallel is. Find what the second thing is. It's going to be a little bit different,
right, than what you anticipate.
Right, but it's going to be something along what I've already got going.
Perfect. Well, and let me give a quick read on that, and then I'll move to Lori. This is a Cancer card, and I love these cards because they have astrology on them. So, the movement is only going to happen through your creativity and through your inspiration, through the imaginal realm. Because you and I have been talking imagination and pretending, because that's where it reigns supreme for you. That's where the intuition comes from. And the charioteer is sitting in the chariot, and the wheel of fortune is turning by the creativity that you are going to evoke. Okay. Ooh, Lori, what do you have? You have the Princess of Dis, and what do you see there quickly?
Wow, she's in the trees, and it reminded me, if that's me, 12th house, thank you, 12th house sun, kind of a hidden person, which I am, and she's holding a scepter of crystal. It's just a very mysterious and it's a beautiful card. Why don't you?
Okay. Yeah. Well, Lori, what I see, and before Heather got here, Lori and I were talking about she loves the wisdom. She feels like she's a wisdom teacher. Well, this is an Aries card. Aries is about new beginnings. Hello. Does that repeat that, what we were talking about before? New beginnings, and she's pregnant, and she is birthing something brand new. And so everyone here is birthing the new, and it's coming through the creativity, because Heather, you can't move unless you're using your creative juices and inspiration. Same with you, Lori. She's coming out of the briars and the brambles and those trees, and everything's Aries is new, inspiration is just moving her forward into, and it's on the discs, Princess of Discs, and that is about on the physical plane. She's birthing something new after coming out of the old. Awesome. Now, if you're listening to this program, whether you're listening on the archives, whatever, this information is for you. I hope you will listen to this, take notes, and if you'd like any interpretation of this, feel free to do so. I want to thank you, Lori. I want to thank you, Heather, for coming on the program. Mm-hmm. You know, the guests, you know, when we get in these discussions, it just really makes my heart sing. And that's where my inspiration comes. So, as I complete this program, I'll be back on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week from 4 to 5. And I will have this archive up probably tomorrow sometime. So I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.